Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours. You get plenty of options. You get slots and blackjacks and roulette, any kind of game that you want from their casino. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how are you this week?
We're still standing. We're still standing, feeling optimistic. You know, I think that's the vibe for a lot of people, as you're starting to see, especially in the Penn State community, signs of progress.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's get right to it then. In the news, that is the headline. This week, Penn State players report back to campus. Next Monday, they could begin workouts. As a fan, I'm thrilled by this because it means we're probably going to see football in the fall. What does it mean to you, Dustin?
Well, I think it means the exact same thing. But it doesn't take long to come to the immediate batch of follow-up questions, which are, okay, what does that mean then? You know, like my feeling is, and I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, how much more is there going to be with football than just satisfying television contracts? Right? Like how many fans can be there? What's the environment going to be like? And I know, you know, I'm sort of stealing some of your talking points, but James Franklin made his rounds and really brought this home, and even brought home the idea of behind the scenes, what player preparation and meetings and meals, all everything's going to be different. And I think we're still only at the very beginning of this, but we're pointed in the right direction to actually have these games. It's just a matter of how much more is there than what's actually happening on the field.
Well, you're exactly right. And yes, thank you for stealing some of my talking points. But when, Dustin, I think this has been changing so quickly. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about no college football. Then we were talking about, gee, they're going to have to push it off to the spring. Now, here we are in June, and we're still pretty far away from the September start, and we've got players, you know, back on campus, working out. As you said, I think the trend is upward, and you know, barring something bad happening, it appears that we will at least have football on television, and now I'm getting kind of the vibe. It's not so much no fans, it's, gee, how many fans can we put safely into the stands? And that's becoming the question.
And I talked to somebody who has season tickets, and I asked him, what have you heard from Penn State? How are they communicating this to you? What are they saying about the possibility of your tickets being good, et cetera? And there's basically been, from his vantage point, I don't know if this is every season ticket holder's experience, there hasn't been any kind of like, hey, hold on tight, we're still making decisions. They took the money, you know, the season tickets are paid for, and there hasn't been any type of communication, again, according to him. So
I will interrupt you. I don't know if this has gone out to everybody, but I have seen something where they put out a questionnaire to some season ticket holders, probably it is. They probably don't send it to everyone, where there are some questions about, you know, what is your comfort level in going? How about the timing, you know, September, October? And, you know, far be it from me to ever defend the Penn State administration, but I think there's just no way to make that answer right now, or even, you know, like in a couple months. And I don't know how far they could go down the line before they have to make a final decision. But if it is going to be some kind of limited number of fans, that's gonna become a little bit complicated, is it not?
Yeah, and I think that's my point. I'm not critical of the Penn State administration or at their athletics office or anything. I think it's a huge undertaking to try to sift through all the different complications and factors and safety protocols and your liability issues. There's so much to sift through, and I think, you know, and by the way, like everything seems the target seems to move every day. So I don't envy any of these schools for having to go through all the steps it's going to require on both sides, on getting fans in the stands and getting students back, on getting a normal education back, on getting football players back, and having to go through what I presume is an exorbitant amount of testing and taking their temperatures every day, all the different little issues that come along with this. I completely respect the mountain that these guys have to climb. And I just think, what do you communicate to people? Hey, we're still working on this. And I think maybe some people have gotten that feeling. So it's, and I think James Franklin's interviews, you know, I think we looked at the one with Rich Scarcella, which is really, really good from the Reading Eagle. I would recommend checking that out. I think Rich asked a lot of good questions and James Franklin gave a lot of good answers to those questions. And I just painted a picture, you know, who's also on Matt McGloin's podcast, where he really talked about the home field advantage component of it. Okay, if you're really, really limited on the number of fans, that changes all the energy, what's happening in the stands, what, you know, the whiteout, for example. So there's so much stuff yet to sort out. But the optimism is definitely clear right now.
Well, I think one of the other issues, what you're going to see is professional sports will be starting prior to this. The NBA has their plan. And by the way, we could do an entire show on what's going on with baseball. They just seem intent on shooting themselves in the foot. But if baseball gets out there, you know, college football can look to these professional sports and see what is working. They're not going to be the first ones out the door. They'll be professional sports, and that will give them a little bit of the lead on how to go about this. And it's going to be a topic for quite a while, Dustin. So I'm sure we'll get back to that. Let's move forward. Let's talk a bit about James Franklin coming out with some of his interviews. I read the article. You're right, in the Reading Eagle, some really interesting things. And I come away typically impressed with James Franklin's candor in doing interviews. Yes, he only says what he wants you to hear, but there's also subtle things. One of the things that stuck out to me was his comment about making coaching changes, where he said, look, if I've got to make a change, I'm going to do it. I don't want to. Nobody likes making a coaching change, but I owe it to everybody else on the staff and everyone else on the team. If I think there needs to be make a change, I'm going to do that. I was impressed that he was as candid about that, Dustin.
Yeah, I like that portion of his answers too. And it's true. You know, you're the leader of all this. You have friendships and relationships, and you don't want to, you know, he even mentioned it too. If he could have just the same staff the whole way through, he would, absolutely, for a number of reasons. You know, A, letting guys go, and B, having guys leave your program and go elsewhere to pursue other opportunities that could be a little bit further up the chain. So it's all part of it. And I think the best programs have some of the best turnover a lot of times. But yeah, I think that's refreshing. You know, that I think that's how a lot of us would feel in that position. And I think that's to me was a connection point with Franklin. And I think what he said about Phil Troutwine was really interesting, just about the rejuvenation happening on the offensive line, and maybe sometimes where this is exactly why you do make a coaching change. You know, we haven't seen Phil Troutwine really in action yet. We haven't seen the offensive line obviously in action yet, but he seems to feel really good that this coaching change really sparked a whole different type of energy when it comes to Penn State's offensive line. And you couple that with what they have coming back, and you know, I would come away feeling a little bit more optimistic even about the line after reading this.
Well, we did have Phil Troutwine on the show with our own Ross Tucker, and I came away very much impressed, and I know Ross really was impressed with them also. So hopefully that means good things. Plus, this is as experienced an offensive line returning as we've had. He also had a couple other things to say about the relationship with Brent Pry and Micah Parsons and how that was so important in the recruitment of Micah. And there was also a little thing in there about there are issues you got to overcome in dealing with everybody, discipline. It sounds like there may have been a couple little bumps in the road with Micah Parsons also. Am I reading that correctly, Dustin?
Yeah, but I mean, is that surprising? I mean, just where, how his recruitment went and just him. Really just publicly kind of laying things out there every step along the way. You knew that there was possibility of that, but it also, you know, the relationship with Brent Pry, you can kind of get a feel for all the different factors of recruiting and how they probably wouldn't have gotten Micah Parsons without Brent Pry.
And I think that's the great point. And yet what impressed me wasn't that that may have happened, but that James Franklin is willing to talk about it. He's, you know, that's the candor that I'm impressed with him. And it leads to my one last item I wanted to get to here in the last minute we have. Caden Prather, a 4-star wide receiver recruit that Penn State was after, he committed to West Virginia. And we talk about the relationships with the coaches. Do you think that changeover at in the coaching staff at the wide receiver specifically may have hurt in this this recruiting contest?
I think that's a possibility for sure. We've seen that impact other guys. Julian Fleming was pretty open about that fact and why he didn't choose Penn State. And that you couple that with the fact that you couldn't get this kid on campus. You know, I think some of these recruitments where Penn State's in it towards the end, the inability to get guys on campus really takes away. I know every school that helps every school, but it seems Penn State more than most, especially in a situation where you're trying to introduce these guys to new coaches. I think that that's been a factor for Penn State. Not a huge one, obviously, because the class is pretty good, but it's hurt them in a couple of these recruitments. So we'll see. We're going to take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Moving on, we're going to look at the NCAA and some of the policies that they're putting forth, including one just this past week. Stick around.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.